Today's Shir's Masechta, Yevamos Daf Chaf. We will begin on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, at the bottom of the Amud, at the first of the very wide lines. In our previous Shir, we had an extensive discussion of when the rule of Eishes Achav Shloi Hayu Ba'alamai applies. It was the opinion of the Chachamim that if there are two brothers that were not in the world at the same time, it doesn't make a difference at what point the younger brother was born. The halacha is that is considered Eishes Achav Shloi Hayu Ba'alamai, and his wife is not a candidate, and this brother can never do Yibam Chalitza on the wife that he was not with together in the world. That is the opinion of the Rabbanan. Whereas the opinion of Shimon is that it depends where was this brother at what point was the brother born? And Rav Shimon's opinion is that if the younger brother was born after the brother who did coexist with that wife, after the brother who did coexist with the wife was the Yibam. So as we explained extensively, and today we're going to speak about it again, since he came into the world seeing that the second brother is married to this woman, what happened prior to that is not of his concern. This is what he found, and according to Shimon, therefore, he can do Yibam if the second brother was born after the new brother was born after the other brother had done Yibam. So says the Gemara, Yosef Rav Menashe Basvid, Kamei de Rahuna, Yosukam Mai Tamid of Shimon, and he asks, what's the reason of Shimon? Says Mai Tamid of Shimon, what's the reason for Rav Shimon? Says the Gemara, Kidama Tamim. As we just explained, Rav Shimon's explanation is, Hol Abar Matzbah Heter, when he came to the world, he found this sister-in-law married to this brother, and therefore, V'layam D'Shalav Ach Spisser, as far as concerned, this woman is his brother's wife. And what might have happened previous to that is not of his consideration. Says the Gemara, correct. The question I'm asking is, my Tamid Rabbanon. Why did Rabbanon disagree with this reasoning? This reasoning, asked the Gemara, is extremely reasonable. My Tamid Rabbanon, why if the new brother who was born found his wife in that situation, why should it be of his concern what happened previously? Answers the Gemara. Their reasoning is because Amakra, V'lachla L'isha V'yibma, that when the brother who does Yibam, Adayin Yibum HaRishonim Alea, it's considered a continuation of the original Zika. In other words, the way Rabbi Chanan explains this Gemara, we are not to understand that what happens by a Yibam is that the first marriage, the marriage of the brother who died without children, is over. But rather, the way that Halacha understands it is that the first marriage that this woman had with the brother who died without children is continued by the brother who did Yibam. So since that new marriage is really considered a continuation, so now when this new brother is born, he finds his sister-in-law who's married to his first brother. Because it's not like she's really married to the second brother. The second brother is really just acting as an individual who's continuing the first brother's marriage. Ask the Gemara, Al-Hadatana, the Mishnah teaches us later in our Masechta, the Aflamat Chesam Ralev, Kansa Harei Kishta Lechal Dover, that once the Yavam does Yibam, this Yavam becomes his full-fledged wife. What does that mean? Malamed Megar Shabaget, that if he was to divorce her, he has to give her a get, like any husband who wants to divorce his wife. Chalitza would not be an option. Machzira, and if he divorces her, as long as she has not married another man, he could take her back. But if we're going to say that his marriage is just a continuation of the original marriage, why would that be the halacha? Answers the Gemara. Ask the Gemara. Answers the Gemara. Shani Hossam. Because the Gemara says another prosik. The prosik says, Amakra, Veloch loy leisha, the Kivin Shalacha, once the Yavim does Yibum, Nasis Kishtel Chaldavar, she's considered his full fledged wife. Ask the Gemara, Hachinami, Hakos Rachman of Yibma. If that's the way you're going to look at this relationship, so ask the Gemara, so then as far as the new brother is born, back to the Svara, that Rav Shimon says, he sees her married to this brother, and what happened previously is not a factor. Answers the Gemara, Hakos Rachmana for Yibma. The pasuk says V'yibma, which we learned, Adayin Yibum Rishonim Kayamim, with the halacha looks at this marriage as a continuation of the original marriage. So ask the Gemara, so we've learned in one way that the marriage of the Yavam to the Yavama is considered a full-fledged regular marriage, not a continuation of the original marriage. On the other hand, we're considering it in some aspects, it is a continuation of the original marriage. So ask the Gemara, my Risa, to say the word V'locha, to teach us that it's considered a new marriage, and to, as far as that if he divorces her, he needs to give her get, and if he wants to take her back, he may, and learn the word V'yoma, to say that Eishes Ochesh Lohoi Ba'alamai remains, maybe say just the opposite. Answers the Gemara, Mistab Shadi Atera Atera Vishadi Asura Asura. The Pasik that says Nas Ishtakal Dover, which we're learning from the word Lochoi, which is teaching us that she's his wife. The Pasik of Adayin Yibum HaRishoina Alao, it makes sense to say on Eishesach Shloi Balamai to teach us that this pasuk is coming to teach us that something is not permitted, and it's extending, as we're learning, that Eishesach Shloi Balamai is extended even after the brother marries her. Ask the Gemara, but according to Reb Shimon, who, as we've been saying from the beginning of today's shir, Reb Shimon Damahoyel Bar Motzah Beheter, V'lay Am D'Shalach Spaser, that the halacha is that since when he got married to her, she is found to be the second brother's wife. And what happened previous to that is immaterial. El, if that's the case, elachoyso mi'imoy, that if somebody, Sarah, is Shimon's sister because they share the same mother, which she is one of the 15 arayas that we learned in our Mishnah, that the halacha is such a woman is exempt from chalitz and yibum. She nasa ocha mi'aviv, that Reuven, who is his paternal brother, married, v'akach no'lar ach, and now Shimon was born. Meis, and Reuven was born without children, to Shabim. She should be able to have, Sarah should be able to have yibum to Shimon, even though she's his sister from his mother, because when Shimon was born, she was already married to Reuven, and she has a heter yibum. And therefore, if Reuven were to die without children, Shimon should be able to do yibum. Answers the Gemara, you can't say that, because Israel chayis lo yichadazel. Even though that is indeed the case, that his brother died without children, but she still is his sister, that doesn't disappear. Ask the Gemara to Rav Shimon, Hachanami, Isser Achiv, the Isser of Eishes Achiv, Shalahai Baloma, Leichanazel. If you're saying now a Svara, that if an Isser is there, it remains forever, so then why don't you say that Eishes Achiv, Shalahai Baloma, was once operative, and it should remain operative? Answers the Gemara, you can't compare the two types of Isserim. Hi, Isser de Lesle Yateira. The Isser of Achoisai, this Isser of one sister from the same mother is an Isser that remains forever. And therefore, it can't become mutter even under the circumstances of Yibum. Whereas, Hai, the Isser of Eishes Ach, Shalai Ba'alamai is really the Isser of Eishes Ach. And Eishes Ach is an Isser that doesn't have a heter. Under the circumstances of Yibum, correct circumstances, it does have a heter when Yibum can and should be performed. And if that is the case, we can't compare the Isser of Achois Me'imai, which we don't find any experience in the Torah should have a heter, versus the Isser of Eishes Ach that has a heter. And therefore, says Reb Shimon, since Eishes Ach is the type of Isser that sometimes is permitted, it will be permitted in the case that we're discussing where the new brother was born after the Yavam married her. Says the Mishnah Klal Amr B'Yavama, there was a rule said regarding Hichos Yibam, Ko she is Erva. Any woman who's one of the Chamesh Isri Noshim, one of the 15 women of our Mishnah, her tzara loicha letzis v'lo mis yabemis. The halach is that her tzara is also exempt from chalitza yibam. And as the Rishonim and Achronim explained the Mishnah, whenever the Mishnah uses the word klal omru, it's coming to teach us something extra. And it's coming to teach us that the halach is that Tzaras Erva is also exempt, as we learned in the first Mishnah of HaMasechta, that Tzaras Erva is also exempt from Chalitza Yibam. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, we're going to learn in our Mishnah quite extensively, in our Gemara, that there are other categories of women. Women who are Osir, because there is a mitzvah or is a kedusha. Such a woman, Chaletzis V'loim Misyabemis. Such a woman is only a candidate for chalitza, but not a candidate of for yibum. And as a machlokes rishonim, how to understand this Mishnah? When the Mishnah says that it's kedusha and it's a mitzvah, are they exempt from chalitza and yibum? Is exempt from yibum, not from chalitza? Is that only speaking to the woman herself, who is this a mitzvah and this a kedusha? Or is it apply to the tzara as well? And the Ritva's opinion is that this part of the Mishnah, unlike the first part of the Mishnah, is only speaking to the Issa Mitzvah and Issa Kedusha herself. But her tzara will not only be a candidate for Chalitza, but will also be a candidate for Yibam. The Meiri disagrees. And the Meiri says that not only does it apply to the Issa Kedusha and Issa Mitzvah, but it also applies to the Tzara. And I saw that the Achronim explained that what is the question? How do we analyze this question? Is the din that an Issa Mitzvah and Issa Kedusha not have an obligation of Yibam because they're considered an Erva? If they're considered an Erva, as we discussed many times from the beginning of the Masechta, then an Erva is exempt from Chalitza and Yibam, in this case only from Yibam. But an Erva, whatever din applies to the Erva, also applies to the Tzara of the Erva. If that's the way to understand, then the Tzara of this Erva will have the exact same rule as the Erva herself. If, however, we understand this to be a new rule, if we understand it to be a new rule, maybe the rule that we began the Masechta, that Ervis, the women who are Ervis, are exempt from Chalitza and Yibam. And today we're learning that a woman who's an Issa Mitzvah and Issa Kedusha is exempt from Yibam, is a rule that is only by Ervis. But the Issa Mitzvah and Issa Kedusha are not Ervis. They have a new category that whatever applies to them does not apply to their tzara. Says the Mishnah, Achoisa shehi yavimta. If to a woman fell two yavamis fell to a man from two brothers who died without children, and these two brothers were married to two sisters, so now each one of them to the surviving brother is an achoisa kukasai. So the halacha is that when we have such a case, when the two sisters have zika to one man, the halacha is achoisa sheyivimtai chiletzes or misyabemis. But if that's only when each one of them is mutter to each one of the yavams, so we have a consideration of achoisa zukukosai. But what's going to be the halacha if one of these women that are falling to one of the brothers is not an is an erva to him? So that woman has no zika to this man. Let's say that woman that fell is his daughter-in-law or his mother-in-law. So in that case, a choysoi she yivimta, that since the woman who's an erva to him has no zika to him, so now he only has zika to one woman. Since he only has zika to one woman, so then the halacha will be that choletzes oimus yabemis, because it's not a case of a chois zukukosai. Whereas when it's a chois zukukosai, we're going to learn it's connected to the question, as we learned previously, of yaisiko e zika. We spoke about issa mitzvah. Who is an issa mitzvah? Shnias medivrei seifrim. Women who are not osa medaraisa, only osa medarabonin. And it's called issa medivrei seifrim. The rabbonin are called seifrim because they used to count every letter in the Torah. And therefore, or another pshat is they used to make categories to be able to remember, as we know, they learned Torah Shabbat Peh. And therefore, they're called divrei seifrim. Issa kedusha. What is an issa kedusha? Almana kain gadol, where kain gadol we know is not allowed to marry a mana. Grush v'chalutz l'kain hedjet, a grush v'chalutz l'kain hedjet, mamzeres v'nesin l'yisrael, bas yisrael l'nosel l'mamzer. All of these cases, there is no chiv kares. There is a chiv lav. And as Rishash points out, that even though the brother was not supposed to marry, some of these cases, the brother was not supposed to marry. If the Kohen Gadol married an almana, the Kohen Hedjed married a grusha, in all of these cases, they're still considered married. And therefore, since they're considered married, when the brother dies without children, we shouldn't do yibum, but we should do chalitza. The nesinim are the gevoinim, that are from the nations that Klal Yisrael found in Eretz Yisrael when they came to Eretz Yisrael, and they had fooled David, they had fooled Yeshua and David into convincing them that they were not who they really were, and therefore Yeshua and then David extended it, said that they should never be allowed to marry into the Jewish people. So all these people are individual where the brother, the posh pshat is like we said, the brother married a woman whom he should not have married. Others say that the brother was a cholol who married a grusha. So he's allowed to marry her, but the brother who's a yavam is not a cholol. And since he's not a cholol, he is not allowed to marry her, and therefore he should do chalitza. So we began the Mishnah with the word klal. And as we know, whenever the Mishnah uses the word klal, it's coming to add something. So ask the Gemara, klal asuyimai. What is the Gemara coming to add with that word? Amra papal asuyut sayers idleness. That the idleness is not obligated, doesn't have yibum. Because the whole purpose of yibum is to have lahakim shem lahakiv. So the tsar of an idleness, if the wife is a individual who cannot have children, such a wife is not subject to the halacha of Yibum, and teaches us our Gemara, that our Mishnah is teaching us, like Rav Asi, that not only is an idleness exempt from Yibum, but even Hatzara is exempt. Vikadamri, kol shiyisuri issa erva, when the disqualification of the woman is because she's an erva. So that's when the first Mishnah of our Masechta teaches us who that Sira Tzarasa. That not only is she not a candidate for Yibum Chalitza, but even her Tzara. However, her law is Sira Issa Erva, but if the issue with this wife is not because she's an Erva, Tzarasa Loya Sira. Her Tzara will not be Asur. Luma Demai, what's according to this Mishnah teaching us? Amar Rafram. Lamuti Tsaris Islandness. Our Mishnah is teaching us that Tsaris Islandness is Chayiv and Yibum, and it will not be like Kravasi. It's like we learned the opinion of Rava on Daf Yud Aleph, that even though the Islandness doesn't fall to Erva, to Yibum, but Hatzara does. The Gemara compared it, Rava compared it to a tzara shloibim makom mitzvah, where we've learned that a tzara shloibim makom mitzvah is actually a candidate to be able to get married. It says the Gemara, chaytzi shivimta, chaletzis oy mesyabemis. Ask the Gemara, chaytzi the man, what is the issue here? Ilema besa mitzvah, that the sister of the Yivama is that the Yivama has an issa mitzvah, and the sister and her sister, says the Gemara, kivan the Marais Ramya. Let's think about it. We're saying that two brothers died with two sisters, and one of the sisters, who is a Yivama, has an isser of, because she's an isser mitzvah. But ask the Gemara, midaraisa, a woman who's isser mitzvah is fully obligated in Yibam. So we learned that when is there a problem, that the problem of a chos, the chosoi, of this case is a chosu kukosoi. Midaraisa, in such a case, the zika. So why would we exempt? Says the moral, chosu isser erva. The halach is that one sister that fell has an issa erva to this brother, so she obviously is not a candidate for Yibam, and therefore her sister, there's no zika between the Yavam and that woman, and therefore her sister is a candidate for Yibam and Chalitza. We learned further in the Mishnah, issa mitzvah, what is the definition of issa mitzvah? Shnius, somebody who's only also midrabbanan. Says the Gemara, my karle issa mitzvah. So why is such a woman called an issa mitzvah? Amar Abaya, because mitzvah l'shmai devir chachamim. Since there's a mitzvah to listen to what Chacham said, and the Chacham said that we're not allowed to live with that woman, so that's why that woman who we're obligated to listen to the Chacham say, that's why she's called an issa mitzvah. Continues the Gemara, who is an issa kedusha? The Issa Amonah Kohen Gadol, Grusha V'Chalutzel Kohen Hedyot. Ask the Gemara, Vav Mai Karlei Issa Kedusha, and why is such a woman called Issa Kedusha? Says the Gemara, because the Pasuk says, Kedoshim Yu Lelekeyem. And anybody who, the Torah speaks to the Kohanim, and the Torah says to the Kohanim, Kedoshim Yu Lelekeyem. So anyone who's not like that, anybody who's Usur to the Kohen, is considered an Issa Kedusha. Tanya, but says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Machlef. Rabbi Yehuda reversed it. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Issa mitzvah zamal kain gadol grush v'chutz l'chayin hedyet." V'may karolei issa mitzvah. Why would such a woman be called an issa mitzvah? Says the one, because the ksiv, the pasuk says, "Eila mitzvah shetziva Hashem es Moshe avnei Yisrael bar Sinai." And the Torah uses the word mitzvah when it speaks about all the women that a kohen may not marry. Issa kedusha shnius, that are usher medivrei seifrim, and says the Gemara, v'may karolei issa kedusha, why they called issa kedusha, suggests the Gemara, Amar Abaya, shekol mekayim divrei chachamim, because if you follow what the chachamim said, you're called a kaddish. Amalei Rava, so according to what you're saying, kol she'en mekayim divrei chachamim, and if you don't follow what the chachamim instruct us, kaddish shudlai mikri, is the only issue with such an individual that he's not a kaddish, rashi namilai mikri, is he not called a Rasha? If Chachamim tell us something and you don't do what they said, it's not just that you're not a Kaddish, you're a Rasha. Elam Rava, the reason he's called a Kaddish is because the Torah says, Kaddish Atzmecha B'Mutalach. That even though Midaraisa, you're allowed to marry this woman, but Midrabanan, you're not allowed to. So you're supposed to be Mekaddish yourself and do what Chazal said. So I saw a beautiful pshat from the Iyun Yaakov. The Iyun Yaakov quotes a Gemara Masech the Brachas Daf Semach Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara says that Rav has said about himself that I am in the category of a Beinoni. So Abaye said to him, if you're going to consider yourself a Beinoni, then who is going to be considered anybody, how do we leave anybody to be considered a Beinoni? We're all much less than Rava. Abaye says, Amar Abaye, if that's the way you're going to think about yourself, lo shafkas mar chai l'cha berya. So explains the Yaakov. Rava was certainly a person who was careful to fulfill everything the Chazal taught us. Still, he didn't call himself a only a Benini, because he said that somebody who doesn't fulfill what the Rabbanan said is a Rasha. And whoever does fulfill what the Rabbanan say is a Benini. Abayu, on the other hand, says that somebody who fulfills what the Rabbanan said is a Kadosh. It's not just a Benini. So the Gemara says, says Rabbi Aaron Cutler, what do we learn from this Gemara? That a person, of course, can fulfill a mitzvah. However, if you don't fulfill what Chazal say, then it's not just, even if you fulfill what Chazal say, but you don't fulfill it with the simcha, with the right attitude that a mitzvah requires, you can't be called anymore a Kaddish. A Kaddish is a person that not only fulfills what he's supposed to fulfill, but he's supposed to also do it, he's also supposed to do it with tremendous simcha. And as I saw, Rabbeinu Bechaya explains, what is Kaddish Atzmacha b'mutalach? He says that we find that the Nazar is called Kaddish. Explains Rabbeinu Bechaya, why is the Nazar called the Kaddish? Because he's allowed to drink wine, he's allowed to eat grape products, but he goes and he doesn't. That's the individual who's Kaddish Atzmacha b'mutalach. And that's why, and the Torah calls him a Kaddish, and that becomes the lesson for all of us, that somebody who does more than he's supposed to, that's considered an individual who's Kaddish. The Shach explains, the Torah says, Al Tifnu Al Alilim. So he explains that a person is supposed to pay attention to what's important in life and not waste his time thinking about things that are not important. So he says, that's what as David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Shvisi Hashem L'negdi Tamid. Says the Shach, that's Pshat Kaddish Atzmecha B'Motolach. A person lives in this world, but even though he lives in this world, he has to remember what to pay attention. And says the Shem Shmuel, and I saw the Michtam Eliyahu also says the same word. He says, a malach can't be mekadesh etzmoy b'mutaloy. A malach lives a very simple obligation. He does what Hashem tells him to do, and he doesn't do what he's not told to do. We who are in this world, and we come in contact with all type of situations in this world, and we know how to take all of the situations that we have in this world to use them as we're supposed to, that's to use them for avodas Hashem, that's what's known, says the Shem Shmuel and the Michtam Eliyahu, as an individual who's Kaddish Atzma B'Mutalach. I saw a beautiful pshat. There was once a child walking with his father, and they walked by a toy store. And in the window, there was a toy that the child was very anxious to have. And the father didn't want to buy it, and the child starts to cry. And of course, the father has rachmanis and buys the toy for the child. And then they keep on walking, and then they walk by another toy store, and the same story repeats itself. So, and the father again has no choice. Says Rav Gadol Eisner, that father isn't doing a favor for the child, that whatever he wants, he gives him, because he's just spoiling the child. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us wonderful things in this world, but we have to know what to use, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into this world, and when to use it. And that's called Kaddish Atzma B'Mutalach. And I saw that maybe the pronunciation is not B'Mutalach, but Meisalach. Kaddish Atzma B'Meisalach, we know that the Pasuk says, Ki Meisar Adam Min HaBehema. What makes a person greater than an animal? A person has intelligence. A person has to take that Meisar. He has to take that what makes us greater than anybody else, than greater than anything else that was created in the world, to use it for Kedusha. Kaddish Atzma B'Meisalach, I saw, means Meisrois. There are luxuries in life. And a person has to know when to avoid those luxuries. Because by avoiding those luxuries that are not necessary, then Kaddish Atzmecha, what he's doing is he's bringing, as the Shem Shmuel and the Michtam Eliyahu both explained, what the person is doing by doing so is that he's bringing Kedusha into his life. Kaddish Atzmecha, but Meiser, what's Meiserous, what are extras, what are luxuries, that's where we have obligation to be Mekaddish ourselves. So we learned that Amonel Kain Godel, if the Yavama was an individual who was an Almana that was married to Kohen Gadol, and then her husband dies, the halacha is Chaletzes Moimus Yabemis. Says the Gemara Kupasu Gatani, Amish taught us a rule that Almana Kohen Gadol is not a candidate for Yibam. Loishnaman and Asuin, it doesn't make a difference if the marriage between the Almana Kohen Gadol was a full fledged marriage and Asuin, the Loishnaman and Erisin. Says the Gemara, I understand that if there was only there was an suin between the Almana and Kohen Gadol, which the Almana being married to the Kohen Gadol is over both an essay that the Torah says v'hu isha b'psula yikach, and is also over a lois essay where the Torah says Almana la yikach, and therefore the essay of Yibum doesn't have the ability to be doich a lois essay v'essay. But ask the Gemara, if all there was between this Kohen Gadol and the Almana was only Erisin, so the only Isser that he violated is Ki Im Besula Me'amav. So, V'loisa Se Greda. So the Aloch is, L'Almana Lo Yikach, the Yava Essay, he wasn't over Ki Im Besula Ama Yikach, because he never married her. So all he violated was the Loisa Se. So the question, the Aloch ought to be, that Yava Essay, that's of Yibum should be doich the loisasei. Answers the Gemara. Amar of Gidl Amar Rav. The pasuk says by Chalitza, Vim loyach b'tzi ish l'kachsis yivimta, v'olso yivimta ashara, shein tamalayma yivimta. We know we're speaking about the Yivama. Ma tamalay yivimta, yesh l'cha Yivama achas, sh'oyla l'chalitza. There's going to be a case where the Yivama is only candidate for Chalitza, v'ein aloyla l'yibum, v'ezezeh, that's going to be the case of Chayv Elavin. So our Gemara taught us that in a case where it's Eseh Doicha Loisasei, the halacha under normal circumstances is that we do Yibum, if it's just Eishes Ach. Under other circumstances, we should only do Chalitza. When the woman is also Chayv Elavin Vasei, then we don't do Yibum. The Ramban speaks about the following category. What's going to be the halacha if the woman is Osir with a mitzvah to say? So does the mitzvah yibum of over is the mitzvah yibum take and say that we should do the mitzvah even though she's an issa ben issa asay? So the Ramban takes the opinion that if the yavam performed yibum with such a woman, it's b'di'evit valid. The Mashal finds it very difficult to understand. He says, my umay, thy essay, my essay. Why is the essay of Yibum stronger than the other? So why should it be that the essay of Yibum is stronger? So the Pnei Yeshua defends the Ramban. And the Pnei Yeshua explains, there are certain essays that are full-fledged essays. And there are certain essays that even though they're only a mitzvah essay, the halacha is that since they speak about not doing something, they are in the category of a loisa say. The way I understand what the Pnei Yeshua means to say is that, yes, they're both essay. But the way to look at such a situation is not to look, well, I have one essay and I have another essay. And the question is, what should I do? What should I not do? As the Noda Behuda suggests, of course, when I have such a dilemma, there's a rule of Sheval Tas Odif, don't do anything. But what the Pnei Yeshua is saying is that why is there a halacha of Eseh Doicha Loisasei? So as the Ramban explained at the beginning of the Masechta, because an Asay represents Ahava, doing something that Hashem wants us to do is Midas Ahava. Not doing something that Hashem doesn't want us to do is Midas Yira. So even though correct, we have one essay versus another essay, but still, the halacha is that this essay, which tells you to do something, is Midas Ahava. And this essay that tells you not to do something is Midas Yira. And therefore, the essay, which represents Midas Ahava, is stronger than the Lois essay, than the essay which represents Midas Yira. And that's why the Ramban says, do the essay of Ahava over Yira, or at least B'dieved. But ask the Gemara, if that's the case, why don't we say that this Pasuk is talking about Chayv Krisis? And the Pasuk will be telling us that even though we've been learning the entire Masechta, that if the woman who falls to Yibam is a Chayv Karis, we don't do Yibam, but we should do Chalitza. Answered the Gemara, Amakra. The Pasuk says, Im lo yechbetz ish lakachas as yivimta v'also yivimta ashara. Ha-chafetz miyabim. So we learn from here, kol oil miyibam, a din that we learned at the beginning of Masechta, kol oil yibam oil chalitza. In order for a woman to be a candidate for yibam, for chalitza, she has to also be a candidate for yibam. V'kosha eino oil yibam, eino oil chalitza. Ask the Gemara, yoch chai v'lav anami. If we're saying that yibam and chalitza always travel together, so then the halacha ought to be that the woman who's a chayv elavin, and we're saying now that if the woman's a chayv elavin, she's not a candidate for yibum, she should also not be a candidate for chalitza. Answers the Gemara, Chmana Rav Yivinta, that there is sometimes a woman who's a candidate for chalitza, not for yibum. So what are we saying? That one pasuk is teaching us that if a woman is not a candidate for yibum, she's also not a candidate for chalitza. And one pasuk teaches us that even though the woman is not a candidate for Yibum, she can be a candidate for Chalitza. And we're saying that the Chayv Karis, since she can't be a candidate for Yibum, she's not for Chalitza either. And the Chayv Lavin, since she even though she's not a candidate for Yibum, she could be a Chalitza. Ask them, Amari, so why are you explaining the Pesukim that way? Mistabra says the Gemara, because it makes sense. Chayv Lavin, Tafsba Kedishin. Even though you're not supposed to marry a Chayv Lavin, but if one married a Chayv Lavin, the Kedushin is valid. That's why we'll be more lenient. Say, this is a woman who maybe could have Yibum, because she is allowed to be married. Whereas Chayv Krisis, the marriage is valid, even though, of course, it shouldn't take place. Whereas Chayv Krisis, Loitasme Kedushin, and therefore she's not considered at all a candidate for Yibum, and therefore she's not a candidate for Chalitza either. Masav Rava, to which Rava asks, we learned in the Brice, Issa Mitzvah, Issa Kedusha, Ba'alei Chalitza, Nifter Tzarasa. Says the Gemara, V'isa Akadatach, if we're saying now that if the woman is a Chayv Lavin, Midaraisa L'chalitza Ramya, the Torah is teaching us that such a woman is only a candidate for Chalitza, she's not a candidate for Yibam, L'Yibam Lo Ramya. So ask the Gemara, Kibala, so if somebody did Yibum with such a woman, why would it have any effect in her tzara? What he did is a meaningless act. It's an act that the Torah doesn't give any respect to. Amay nifter tzarasa, says the Gemara, who maisel of who in Farakla. He asked the question and he answers, let's start him, Ketani. The way to learn the mice is as follows. Bala, if he had relations with this mitzvah, so since it's only a woman that's awesome with the Rabbanon, so since she's only awesome with the Rabbanon, so with the Raisa, if you do Yibam with her, it is meaningful. And therefore, since it's meaningful, the Tzara will be exempt. Chalitz law, the case of Issa Kedusha. Issa Kedusha, we said, is Chayv Lavin. There, the act of Yibam, as we're just learning, is a meaningless act. And there, the Tzara will not be potter. Ask the Gemara another question. Masav Rava, the Braisa teaches Suadaka, an individual whose testicles were crushed Shivcha, or his entire aver was dismembered, Sris, that Adam, an individual who became sterile through human intervention, Zokin, somebody who can't have children, Oy Chaltzer, Oy Miyabim, they can do Chalitz or Yibim. And the Braisa explains itself. Ketzad, Mesu, if one of these people died without having children, v'lohem achim, and they have brothers, v'lohem noshim, and these brothers who had these defects had wives, v'amda achim v'asim mamim ben shesayim, and then the brothers did maimer, the kedushim of shtar or kesef, which are inadequate to do to a yevama, or nos nuget, v'chaltzu, masha asu. means that the maimer is effective that they become a wife midrabbanan. The chalitza is effective that it takes off the zika. And the get is effective that the brother who gave a get accomplishes that this woman will no longer be able to marry any of the brothers. Vimbalu. And if one of the brothers of the wife of a Batsudaka Kroshivcha Sris, Adam, Zakin, did Yibam, then the Allah is Kanu. They become husband and wife. On the other hand, in Mesu Achim, if the brother died without children, from the Haim, and the brother who wants to do Yibam is a Batsudaka Kroshivcha Saras Zakin, Vasim Mamim and Shesayim, and they do Maimer in the Amana, Vinosnu Geta Shecholtsu, Masha Asu Asu. Vimbalu Kana. The Yibam is a Yibam for Osla Kaimam, but they may not remain married. Why may not they remain married? Meshum Shnem, because the pasuk says Lo Yivu Ptzudak of Kreshuvcha B'Kal Hashem. So this Yivama is not allowed to remain married to this individual. Now ask the Gemara. V'Sakadatach Chayv Lavin. That if the Isser between the Yavam and the Yavama represents a Chiyiv Lav, that is a case where the Torah says that the only option available is Chalitza. Le'yibam, loy Ramya. Yibam is not an option in Balu Amaykanu. Why did we just learn that if they did Bia, it has any meaning? The Bia of a, we said that if there's a Chayiv Lavin, the Bia is meaningless. Says the Gemara, El Amarava, Amonim and Arison, when you have a woman who's an Amonim and Arison, Nami Esiv Eloisasei. That's a case of Esiv Eloisasei. Even though there is no essay of Isha B'Sulei Yikach, but there is another essay, Kedushim Yul Akeyem, and therefore the halacha is, we can't say Esiv Doich Eloisasei, and therefore they're not candidates for Yibam. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, Mamzeres from the cinema, there's an Eloisasei of Loyova Mamzer, and why doesn't the essay of Yibum doich it? Answers the Gemara, because there's an essay involved as well. What is the essay? Ksiv v'skadishna v'yisim k'doshim. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, kol tayrukul nami isiv Eloisasei, because v'kadeshtim. So the halacha is, we're saying, this whole Masechta, we're learning the rule of Eser Deicha Loisasei. But ask the Gemara, if every mitzvah comes with the rule of Viskadishtem, so there should never be a rule of Eser Deicha Loisasei. Why should there never be a rule of Eser Deicha Loisasei? Because it isn't just in Loisasei that we're being Deicha, we're also being Deicha in Esei. El Amarava, Gzeira Amonim and Erison, Chutzvi, a woman who is an Almonim and Arison, we should have here a case of Esei Doicha Loisasei. And therefore, she should be a candidate for Yibam. But the reason we don't let her have Yibam, only Chalitza, is because Otu, we make a Gzeira Almonim and Asuin, says the Gemara. But if that's the case, Almonim and Arison, we made this Gzeira. But Mazaris and Asina, Mayakla Maimer, why do we say that a Mazaris and Asina are not candidates for Yibam? Why don't we say Esei Doicha Loisasei? Says the Gemara, because we're concerned gzeir b'makom mitzvah, and we're going to allow yibum in a case where there is yibum with a mamzeres and the sina. So then shloim b'makom mitzvah, we're going to come that people will marry mamzer and the sina, not in a yibum circumstance. Elam, I have to ask the Gemara, eishes ochem yaviv loytus yabim gzeir m'shem eishes ochem imoy, that yibum is only on the wife of paternal brother. But if we're going to allow Yibam by the wife of a paternal brother, we may end up allowing Yibam by the wife of a maternal brother, which of course is also if you're making these kind of gzeris. Answers the Gemara, we've learned previously on Daf Yud Zayin, Yibam b'nachla tala rachmana, Yibam is connected to Hilchos Yerusha, and made the idea, everybody knows that Hilchos Yerusha is contingent on the father's side, not on the mother's side. Ask the Gemara, of course, the case of Yibam is when a woman doesn't have children. And ask the Gemara, if that's going to be the case, Ishis Achiv should not have, that has no children, should not have Yibam, Gzerim Shem Ishish Loitus Yabim. Says the Gemara, that's not a concern. But Banim Tala Rachmana, everybody knows that Yibam depends if there is or isn't children. And if there are no children, everybody knows that. Eish Sok Shoye Belomoy, the case that we began our shiur with today, asked the Gemara, Eish Sokhiv Shoye Belomoy, Loitus Yabim, Zerim Shem Eish Sokhiv Shoye Belomoy, which as we began our shiur, is not a candidate for Yibum. Answers the Gemara, Yeshiva Tal Rachmana, it's connected if the two brothers coexisted in the world, and people know if that is there or not. So, this question, Tosfos explains, that Eish Tzach Shoye Belomoy Loitus Yabim doesn't mean that means that there should not be Yibim. Because if that's going to be the case, then we're ever going to have Yibim. Tosfos says the Gemara means to say that if brothers were only in the world for a short amount of time, then the question should be, maybe we shouldn't let them do Yibim. Another pshat, that the question is going according to Rav Shimon. That we began this year today with Rav Shimon saying that as long as the brother found her married to the Yavam, so they could do Yibim. And asked the Gemara, why does Rav Shimon allow that? Why don't we make a Gzeirah? Kol Anoshim, asked the Gemara, all women, we should not allow Yibim. Gzeirah Mishim Islandness. Then Islandness, we learned, is not a candidate for Yibim. Answers the Gemara, Loi Shriach. That a woman is Loi Shriach, a woman as an islandess is Loi Shriach, and there's no point to make Gezerah because of such a woman. So ask the Gemara, if that's the case, so why do we say by Mamzeres and Nesina? Mamzeres and Nesina are also Loi Shriach. Ella Merava, the Gezerah, Rava introduces a very new concept. Yes, Yibum would be mutter in these cases because of Esed Chalaisa say. But Yibum would only be permitted with the first bia. I did the mitzvah, Esed Chalaisa say. But I cannot remain married to that woman. And we're concerned that you will remain married to that woman. And therefore, Chazal said, Gzera bi Rishayna, Ota bi Shniya. And as the Rishonim explain, we should say that by every case, that Yibum should, every Yibum is done on Eish Esach. So maybe the first Bia should be Mutter, not the second Bia. So I saw that Ritva asked this question. And Ritva says, what Yibum says is that the Isser Eish Esach is removed. But only that Isser. All other Isurim are not removed. And therefore, since that's not removed, then that's why there's going to be a problem. You can't do a second bia. And because we can't do the second bia, we don't let you do the first bia. So I saw that the Netziv makes a very important point. He says, what's the halacha on Pesach? That the first night of Pesach, we have to eat a kezayis matzah. Let's say somebody eats more than a kezayis. Is he mekayim a mitzvah? Or on Sukkos, we're supposed to shake the dalminim. What happens if a person shakes more than he's supposed to? So the halacha is that he's mekayim a mitzvah. So why are we saying that when the person does the bi'ish shniyah, there is no mitzvah? So the stipler says a beautiful explanation. When I'm doing one act, says a chiddush, when I'm doing one act, and instead of just doing the minimal amount of the act, I do more than I'm supposed to, that's considered extending the mitzvah. And therefore, even though on Pesach by night, I'm only obligated to eat a kezayis, if I ate more than a kezayis, I'm doing a mitzvah. I'm only obligated to shake the dalaminim to a certain degree, and I shook them more, I'm a kayim a mitzvah. But explains the stipler. What would be the halacha if somebody ate the matzah by the seder? Whatever amount, the kezayis or more than kezayis, and he finished eating, and then he eats matzah again. That wouldn't be mitzvah's matzah. Or somebody shook the dalaminim, and then he put them down, and then he picks them up again. That isn't considered a mitzvah, because he already completed the mitzvah. Says the stipler, every bia is a separate bia. So the first bia is indeed a mitzvah, but that has no bearing on the second bia, which is not a mitzvah. Tainam Mehochi, says the Gemara, we indeed learned like this in a brisa. In Balu, if somebody did Yibum on a woman who's just a laugh, Kana Babir Rishonah, the first bee is considered a mitzvah. However, Osla Kaim Babir Shniyah. Hadam Arava, But then Rava retracted. What I've said, that really a woman, really a relationship, which is just a chiv lav, does have the mitzvah yibum, because esed toich loisa say, is incorrect. If you could fulfill both, great. In other words, what Shlokish is saying is, yes, there's a rule of Esed Daichalaisa Say, but Esed Daichalaisa Say is only something we do reluctantly. And if we could avoid doing Esed Daichalaisa Say, we ought to avoid it. And Hocha, we have that option, because we have the option of Chalitza. And therefore, don't rely on Esed Daichalaisa Say when you don't have to. The Mekayim essay, and also Mekayim the Loisa say. Meisvei asked the Gemara, the pasuk we just learned in the Braisa earlier, Tzu Daka v'krus Shivcha, and Tzris Adam v'mbalu Kana, all people that you're not supposed to marry. But the Braisa said that these individuals did Yibim, it's effective. But why? We have the option of Chalitza. Tiyufta, from here we see that the chiv of Yibim, that the Isser of Yibim by Chayv Lav is only the Rabbanon, because of what we just said, because of a gzeira of be Rishonah or to be a Shniyah.